Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something really specific but surprisingly common. Why does eating hot 7-Eleven pizza often lead to, well, things slowing down digestively? We've got a great set of sources, and our mission today is really to get straight to the scientific reason behind this. And the bottom line, right up front, the symptoms you might be feeling, they're actually a pretty predictable physiological response. It's not some weird mystery ingredient. It really comes down to the pizza's makeup, its composition, and honestly, how much of it you eat in one go.
That's exactly right. It's basically a collision between modern food processing and, you know, how our bodies work. Our analysis points to this combined effect really being a recipe for digestive backup. It's less about hunting for one culprit ingredient and more about understanding this type of ultra-processed food itself.
And how it just sort of jams the system.
Precisely. And we know it's consistent because this pizza is highly standardized. We're talking the same formula across, what, over 13,000 7-Elevens in the U.S. and Canada. And interestingly, the manufacturer is Schwan's company. They make a lot of frozen foods, like Red Baron pizza.
Okay, so it's not like one store is messing up. It's built into the product itself.
Exactly. The issue is systemic, baked into the formula.
Okay, so let's unpack the why. What are the actual mechanisms causing this slowdown? We're looking at what some sources call the nutritional trifecta of constipation.
Right. Three key things working together. First off, there's a real lack of fiber. The crust, it's made from enriched white flour. That means the bran and germ, the fibrous parts, they're stripped out.
So how much fiber are we actually talking per slice?
Maybe 1 to 4 grams, which is tiny when you think adults generally need somewhere between 25 and 38 grams a day. Fiber gives stool bulk, helps it move. Without it,
things just stall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's number two?
High fat content. Each slice can pack anywhere from 11 up to maybe 28 grams of fat. High fat meals signal your stomach to slow down, to empty much more slowly. So the whole digestive process gets delayed.
Right. It puts the brakes on the whole assembly line, basically.
That's a good way to put it. And factor three is crucial. Sodium. Very high sodium.
How high are we talking?
Easily up to 900 milligrams in just one slice.
Wow.
Yeah. And when you ingest that much salt, your body reacts. It needs to dilute that sodium in your bloodstream, so it pulls water out of your colon. That dehydrates the stool, makes it hard, dry, and, well, much more difficult to pass. It's like asking your colon to perform under stress.
Okay, so that basic profile, low fiber, high fat, high sodium, is already setting you up for trouble. But then there's the industrial side of the dough itself, right?
Right. It's not just simple ingredients. It's designed for speed, for shelf stability. It has emulsifiers, conditioners.
Things like datem.
Yeah.
I saw that mentioned. Mm. And L-cysteine hydrochloride.
Exactly. Datem helps strengthen the dough. L-cysteine, which is actually derived from an amino acid, makes it more pliable, easier to handle quickly. Now, these aren't the main cause of the constipation, let's be clear. But for some people, especially if you're sensitive, this kind of industrial cocktail can be a secondary agitator. It might slightly alter the gut microbiome.
Adding just a little more stress to the system?
Correct. But the real kicker, as you mentioned earlier, is the sheer volume. You asked specifically about eating over half the pizza.
Yeah, let's say someone eats 4 slices. What does that actually look like nutritionally?
Okay, 4 slices. You're looking at around 1,800 calories. For many people, that's like 90% of their whole day's energy needs in one sitting.
Whoa.
But it's the type of calories you'd be getting over 100% of your daily recommended limit for total fat.
Okay, that's a lot.
And here are the really stunning numbers. Eating that much delivers about 220% of the daily value for saturated fat.
220%.
Yep. And 157% of the daily value for sodium. It's a massive concentrated load.
So it's just overwhelming the system.
Yeah.
A physiological shock.
That's exactly it. The sheer volume of fat and sodium with hardly any fiber to help process it is designed to overwhelm your digestive tract. It basically forces a halt.
So wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway for someone experiencing this?
It boils down to the inherent profile of this kind of ultra-processed food. The low fiber, high fat, high sodium, dramatically amplified by eating a large quantity at once.
Right. Not some secret ingredient, just the basic formula plus volume.
Exactly. So the recommendations are pretty straightforward. First, moderation is key. Stick to 1, maybe 2 slices maximum.
Makes sense.
Second, drink plenty of water afterwards. You need to help your body counteract that high sodium load and rehydrate your system, including your colon.
Good point.
And third, try to balance it out. If you have pizza, pair it with something high in fiber. A simple side salad, some raw veggies, anything to give your digestive system the bulk it needs.
Okay, practical advice. So here's a final thought to leave you with. We focus on this specific pizza, but the core issues, high fat, high sodium, low fiber, industrial conditioners, these are common across many ultra-processed convenience foods, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's a common blueprint.
So maybe the bigger question isn't just about one pizza incident. Maybe we should be thinking more about the cumulative effect, the long-term impact, of regularly consuming this whole cocktail of industrial ingredients found in so many processed foods. Something to chew on, perhaps.